And a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast for Thursday, April 8, 2021. Today in the news, can gold and silver prices double or triple as rising inflation destroys savers' wealth? Ask FX Empire. Well, money's buying power is eroding with each passing day. In the past 20 years, the U.S. average annual income has gone up by 47%, while the price of gold has moved up 520%. So back then, your money could have purchased nearly 450% more gold than it does today. That's how much your money has lost value. You have a choice to make. Sit on your excess cash and let it collect dust at near zero interest rates while losing its value year after year, or protect it with gold and silver. Well, the release of the president's $2.3 trillion infrastructure plan raises the question, is everything infrastructure now? Asked City Journal. Some $400 billion, a quarter of the entire package, goes toward aging care. That's infrastructure, apparently. $50 billion in manufacturing subsidies. Infrastructure? $25 billion for childcare. Infrastructure? The only thing that isn't infrastructure is the trillions of dollars in new taxes. President Biden wants to claim his American Jobs Plan as legacy-making, once-in-a-generation investment in America. He should start by making it actually about physical infrastructure and invest wisely. Well, the everything rally that started in stocks last year has been boosted by investors betting money that they borrowed, reports Wall Street Journal. That includes both small and big players, like the day traders on Robinhood markets, and the heavyweights like Archegos Capital Management, the investing firm that triggered a mini meltdown for several company stocks. Some analysts say the run-ups in margin debt contribute to bubbles, and they fear that today's levels of borrowing will hurt investors if the market has a downturn. The lack of transparency in this market makes it not possible for the average market participant to know what is going on. Well, older Americans can generate a post-COVID vaccine dividend for the economy, writes Mark Friedman at MarketWatch. More than three-quarters of Americans 65 and over have already received at least one shot. We've been given priority because of our vulnerability to the virus. So an army of older people are in a position to use our experience, wisdom, and antibodies to pay back the investment in us. Call it a vaccine dividend. I suggest the president point us to a provision buried in the American Rescue Plan, a $1 billion infusion of new money for national service. Such a mobilization might produce both a talent windfall and a windfall of understanding, especially if it's designed to bring older and younger people together. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Please do it today.